Hello, welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Foul Language Winging It. The Art of Imperfect Parenting is a humorous graphic parenting book by Brian Gordon and the third volume in the Foul Language series. Built around the comic strip format that made the series popular, it uses duck characters to portray the everyday chaos of raising children with blunt honesty and sarcasm. The book is not a traditional advice manual. Instead, it blends cartoons with short illustrated essays to capture the emotional reality of parenting, especially in the early years. Its focus is on the frustrations, absurdities, and repetitive demands of family life, while also acknowledging the affection and endurance that keep parents going. The overall purpose is to normalize imperfect parenting by showing that exhaustion, mess, confusion, and guilt are common experiences rather than personal failures. Because it mixes comedy with recognition, the book works both as entertainment and as reassurance for readers who want to feel less alone in the pressures of raising children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parenting as controlled chaos rather than polished expertise. A central idea in the book is that parenting rarely resembles the calm, competent version often implied by social expectations. Brian Gordon presents family life as messy, reactive, and frequently absurd, which is why the comics resonate with readers who feel they are improvising rather than succeeding according to a fixed standard. The book does not argue that parents should lower their standards in a careless way. Instead, it suggests that imperfection is built into the experience of raising children, especially when time, sleep, and patience are in short supply. By framing parenting as something that must be winged, the book challenges the idea that there is a correct emotional response to every situation. This matters because it shifts the reader from self-criticism toward recognition and humor. The result is a form of validation parenting is difficult, not because the parent is uniquely inadequate, but because the job itself is inherently demanding and unpredictable. Secondly, the comic duck format turns frustration into shared recognition. The use of duck characters is not just a stylistic gimmick. It gives the book a visual shorthand that softens painful experiences while keeping them recognizable. The ducks allow Gordon to exaggerate facial expressions, body language, and domestic disasters in a way that makes ordinary situations feel both specific and universal. This approach is especially effective for material about tantrums, fatigue, sibling conflict, and the constant repetition of childcare tasks. Because the characters are not realistic portraits, readers can project themselves into the scenes more easily. The cartoon format also creates distance, which makes it possible to laugh at experiences that might otherwise feel discouraging or embarrassing. In this sense, the visual design supports the book's emotional function. It transforms irritation into a joke that can be shared. That shared recognition is part of the book's appeal, because the humor depends on the reader thinking, "This is exactly what it feels like," even when the details are exaggerated. Thirdly, thematic chapters organize the early years of parenting into distinct pressures. One of the book's structural features is its division into 12 thematic chapters, each introduced by a short illustrated essay. This organization gives the collection more coherence than a simple stream of unrelated comics. It also reflects the way parents actually experience child rearing, not as one continuous event, but as a series of recurring problem areas, such as babies, siblings, sleep, and other household pressures. By grouping cartoons around themes, the book shows that many frustrations are not isolated incidents, but repeated patterns. That makes the humor more cumulative, because each section builds a case for why parenting feels overwhelming in a particular domain. The introductory essays help bridge the gap between individual jokes and larger observations, giving the book a reflective layer that goes beyond one-panel punchline. This structure is useful because it allows the reader to move through recognizable phases of parenting and see how different challenges shape the overall experience. It also gives the collection a sense of progression without pretending that parenting has a neat conclusion. Fourthly, sleep deprivation and sibling conflict are treated as ordinary family realities. The book pays special attention to two of the most familiar pressures in early parenting: lack of sleep and conflict between children. These are not presented as exceptional crises, but as routine conditions that define household life. That choice is important because it shows how the book locates comedy in repetition. Sleep deprivation is funny here, not because it is trivial, but because its effects are so universal and so exhausting that nearly every parent can recognize them immediately. Sibling dynamics work the same way. Rather than idealizing children as naturally harmonious, the book recognizes rivalry, annoyance, and shifting alliances as part of family life. By emphasizing these themes, Gordon highlights the emotional labor of parenting, which includes managing noise, negotiations, and constant interruptions. The comics do not offer solutions in the instructional sense. Instead, they make the burdens legible, which can itself be helpful. Readers get the sense that these problems are normal features of the job, not evidence that their household is uniquely dysfunctional. Lastly, the book functions as a comic relief gift for overwhelmed parents. Foul Language Winging, it is positioned not only as a personal reading experience, but also as a gift book for new parents and baby showers. That reflects its practical role in the parenting book market. Rather than offering step-by-step guidance, it provides emotional release through humor, which can be especially valuable during early child rearing, when readers may be sleep-deprived, anxious, or isolated. The book stands out because it does not try to correct parents or present an idealized version of family life. Instead, it acknowledges grossness, fatigue, and frustration in a way that is direct but still affectionate. This makes it different from both conventional parenting guides and purely random comic collections. Its value lies in the combination of thematic organization, illustrated essays, and sharply observed cartoons that speak to real parental experiences. For readers, the benefit is less about learning techniques than about feeling understood. For the genre, the book demonstrates that humor can be a serious form of support when it captures experience accurately. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents in the early years of raising children, as well as readers who appreciate comic commentary on domestic life. It is especially relevant for people who want recognition more than instruction, because its main function is to mirror the emotional reality of parenting rather than to prescribe methods. The practical benefit is straightforward. It can reduce the sense of isolation that often comes with exhaustion, sibling conflict, and the daily repetition of care work. Intellectually, it shows how humor can organize experience, making chaotic family life easier to process by framing it as shared and ordinary rather than exceptional. Compared with many parenting books, it does not promise control, optimization, or self-improvement. Compared with many humor collections, it is more focused and socially specific, using the early parenting years as its subject rather than general observations. That combination of theme, structure, and visual style is what makes it distinctive in its category. It is a funny book, but it is also a carefully observed account of what imperfect parenting actually feels like. If you would like to support Brian Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.